If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour with your host, Sam Leibowitz.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are here with me today. We have a very, very special show for you with a dear, dear guest that I can't wait to get started. But first, of course, our quotes of the week. Let's get to them. First, from the universe. If it wasn't for needing you there so much, I'd need you here. Thanks. On behalf of all those in your life right now who are just too busy or stressed or sad to see how much you add to theirs. You know who I mean. Hope you had a fabulous weekend, the universe. We love our quotes from Mike Dooley and the universe. Having a little fun with us today. And let's see what Abraham has to say on this Monday morning. The essence of my every desire can be fulfilled. If your time-space reality has the wherewithal to inspire a desire within you, it is our absolute promise to you that your time-space reality has the ability to deliver, in full manifested form, the reality of the desire it has inspired. Any and all desires can be fulfilled unless you are holding yourself out of alignment with your own desire. The feeling of competition or shortage or limitation of resources means you are out of alignment with your own desire. Abraham. A wonderful, wonderful quote from Abraham that I think really speaks to the heart of the teachings of the Law of Attraction and what Abraham is all about, which is basically that, you know, if you have a desire, if contrast has caused you to want something in your life, the universe will bring it to you if you stay in alignment with that which you desire. And that the only reason something might not be manifesting right away in your reality is that you're out of alignment, that your energy isn't truly lined up with those things you say you want. Very important point. And there is nobody I know who has lined herself up more than anybody with her desires and those things that she wants and has been able to manifest in this reality than my guest today, Teresa de Grobois. Teresa is a wonderful entrepreneur, and she teaches corporations and other entrepreneurs how to create massively successful word-of-mouth campaigns by tapping into the top leaders, promoters, networkers, and influencers in your own industry, whatever you happen to be doing. Teresa has used word-of-mouth epidemics to take three of her own books to the bestseller status in only 8 months and has had a 100% success rate with those she has mentored using the same process. She has also influenced a pandemic for Project Forgive's 5-minute video, which I'll ask her about later, which has been seen by tens of thousands of people across the globe. Teresa teaches business and marketing courses, as well as heads the International Evolutionary Business Council of speakers and influencers dedicated to teaching the principles of success. She is a wonderful colleague, a dear friend, and truly somebody I admire and look up to. And you guys know that, you know, I'm really, really picky about who I look up to in my life. And Teresa is one of those people who I listen to very, very closely whenever she gives a word of advice, because I know there's gold in those words. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Teresa.
Well, it's great to be here, Sam. Thank you for those kind words of introduction.
Oh, you're quite welcome. And I really, really do appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. You're one of the busiest and most productive people I know. So I'm very grateful that you found the time in your schedule to come on the show today.
Oh, I wouldn't miss it, Sam.
Thank you. So, you know, I would just love to start off with just a little bit of background because, you know, so often people see the final result of where people are, and they'll look at you and go, oh my God, look at Teresa, she's done all this, look how successful she is, and it's almost like their eyes glaze over and you become not quite human because of your accomplishments, and they don't see the years and the hard work and all the stuff that you put into it. So I would love if we could just give people a sort of a thumbnail sketch of kind of how you got started and what was it like, you know, your path bringing you to where you are today? Like, you know, when you were a little girl, did you say to your mommy, Mommy, when I grow up, I'm going to be like a chief influencer in the business world?
Actually, just the opposite, you know. I became someone interested in influence because I had none. You know, I think a lot of people are born kind of hardwired, knowing what they should do in life and knowing who they are in life. And then there's the rest of us.
Yes.
And I would fall in that second category where I actually spent a lot of years kind of sort of doing what I like, but not really understanding what that was.
Mm.
And then I had kind of, you know, what I might affectionately call an awakening.
Yeah.
I had, you know, a lot of people can relate to this. I had what I now affectionately call my really bad year. And it was about 12, 13 years ago.
Okay.
And in the first 6 months of that year, my business had failed, my father had passed away, my marriage had failed, and I had lost my health.
Wow. All in 1 year.
And you know, the only thing I can remember vividly, you know, the only thing I knew for certain was how incredibly unhappy I was.
Hmm.
And I'm sitting on the bathroom floor of my condo one day, and this is my first condo post-marriage breakup. And I'm sitting surrounded by tools on the bathroom floor because I've always been a renovator, and this bathroom's going to be my latest project. And I'm looking at the tools as tears are just running down my face, and the only thought in my head is, it's me that needs renovating.
Mm.
It's me.
Wow.
And it was such a beautiful moment because it was one of those moments where just the light bulb came on, and I made the decision that I was going to be my next project. Because I was looking back over the past 20 years of my life, and in that moment, I can't honestly remember the last time I can look at and honestly say I was truly turned on and happy and excited about my life.
Mm.
You know, so, you know, over the subsequent year and a half, I started, you know, taking every self-help course I could. I got a lot more serious about my yoga and my meditation and my diet and, you know, clawed my way back to health, and my life started to shift. And within a couple of years of that time, I had left my job working in the oil and gas sector as a leader and someone who led big change initiatives.
Ah.
I had started a charity to build schools in Africa. I had taken three of the stories that I had always written for my kids, you know, because I've always been a poet. I love writing little stories. But I had published them into books to raise money for the charity. I quickly put all three books on the bestseller list.
Wow.
And then the real miracle happened because I had two really cool things happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
And the first was that I very quickly figured out that I didn't like running a charity and I didn't like being a children's author. You know, I love writing little stories for kids, but going around to schools and doing kids programs really wasn't lighting me up.
Right.
And the second thing that started happening was that people started coming at me in droves saying, holy cow, three bestsellers in 8 months. How did you do that, Teresa? And would you teach me how? And I started mentoring and coaching all these people and accepting speaking engagements to talk about how do you generate energy around your work. And I realized that actually I had spent a whole career developing myself as someone who knows how to create influence and generate energy around things because I'd had a 20-year career in the oil and gas sector, leading huge change initiatives. But I hadn't been doing it for something that really lit me up, something that I really loved. And so when I took what I was really good at and applied it to something I really love, which was really investing in the people who want to change the world, investing in the thought leaders of our time that are really out there trying to push new ideas and new thinking, then that completely lit me up. And I changed my branding overnight, and I've never looked back. My life has been completely on fire and in joy ever since that moment. And I, you know, I can't say that it's not getting better every day, too. It's pretty cool, actually.
Wonderful, wonderful. And, you know, I really want to honor you for that journey because, you know, it can be so easy when you have all these things happen in your life at the same time, all these challenges that come at once. It can be very easy to play the victim and blame the world and blame God and blame the government and like, oh, how could you do this? Or blame your ex-husband and say, oh, it's all his fault. And, you know, always like, you know, put the blame externally, which disempowers us internally. And it really takes, to me, real guts to own it and say, you know what? If I'm miserable in the situation I am right now, it's because I got to work on me. And and you'll notice that really some the most successful people in this world are the people who will own it and look internal instead of blaming the external world.
Yeah, it's very true, you know, and I think that's the biggest breakthrough any human can have is to start realizing that we control our own destiny, and it all starts with whether we're a victim or someone that just moves forward in your life and get in action, you know.
Okay, wonderful. Well, listen, we just have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I'd like to ask you about the Project Forgive video, what that was all about, and how you garnered this you know, view, thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of views around the world. And then let's get into really the work that you do and how you share the ideas of influence to help people to become more successful in their work. Okay?
That sounds fabulous.
Wonderful. So everybody, please stay tuned. I know we got a little bit of a late start today. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we will be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
What are the latest travel trends? How can travel be a part of your overall health and wellness plan? This is William Paris, lifestyle travel consultant and your host on Travel and Wellness Today. Join me on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time for travel chat, travel tips, and travel news updates. That's on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Lend your ears, lend your hands, lend your movement, anything you can. Come to teach, come to be taught, Come in the likeness and the image of God, 'cause you can be like that, with all that humbleness and all that respect. All the power
invested. Welcome back. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. My guest this hour is Teresa de Grabois. Did I get that right?
You did. You said it beautifully.
Wonderful. Who is an amazing influencer, and we talked a little bit last time just about her background and how she got to be doing what she is doing today. But I have to ask you, because I didn't know about this, what is Project Forgive, and what was, if you could, maybe we'll use this success you had with getting so many views on this 5-minute video sort of as an example of what's possible for people.
Well, Project Forgive is a little documentary that became a movement.
Mm.
And the documentary is actually in the works. It was the brainchild of my best friend, Sean DeParent. And Sean's dream has always been to do a documentary around the whole concept of forgiveness and you know, what are the, you know, negative connotations we have around forgiveness, and where is forgiveness really positive, and how does it really help us?
Mm.
And, you know, the interesting thing about this is Sean really epitomizes what I teach, and that is that influence comes from building relationships with other influencers, authentic, real, powerful relationships. And Sean is one of those international speakers and trainers that has just been of such high service to this industry that there's just hundreds, if not thousands, of influential people that just adore Sean and would just crawl through glass to help her. And so really it was quite interesting, because when we first kicked off this documentary, we needed a big campaign to raise the funding to get the documentary started.
Uh-huh.
And so Sean's husband and I secretly went behind her back. She knew we were planning this big campaign. What she didn't know is we were telling everybody to launch early because it was her birthday. And hundreds and hundreds of highly influential people all blasted out the movie at the same time, and it went completely viral. It became like this huge party, and everyone was late to the party. All these other influential people started seeing, why is everybody talking about Project Forgive? And the little 5-minute video we created to promote the movie literally went global in the space of about a week.
Wow.
So it was really quite fun and really quite fascinating to watch how it happens. Actually, if your listeners want to go check it out,
yes,
it's at projectforgive.com, and right there on the homepage is the little video that went viral.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. And so if I understand correctly, so this video was kind of like something to help with getting the funding for the full-length documentary? Or
it was, yeah. It talked about the project, and talked about, you know, the big campaign we were doing to raise the money. We're still, you know, we still have donations coming in because we're still in the final stages of editing the film.
Oh, okay, good.
But the film should launch in about 9 months, I think. I'm not sure the exact launch date, but we're getting pretty close. It takes a few years to get a documentary together.
Absolutely.
But we're in the final stretches now, so we're pretty excited about it coming to.
Great. All right, well, when it launches, you definitely have to let me know so we can let our listeners know. But that's wonderful. And if people like the project, they can, projectforgive.com, there'll be a donation button if people still want to contribute
absolutely.
To it.
Absolutely. That would be fabulous.
Wonderful. So that's wonderful. There are a number of things you said in there that I think kind of epitomize what it takes to do it. So one of the first things you said was creating authentic relationships with influencers. Let's just talk about authenticity, because it's one of the latest buzzwords. You hear people throwing it around all the time now, but I'm not sure everybody really gets what does it mean to be authentic.
Yeah, I love that question, because there's hundreds of different definitions of what authenticity is out there. Here's mine. Your inner voice is saying the same thing as your outer voice. Feel free to quote me on that on Twitter.
I love that. Your inner voice.
I'm Teresa D on Twitter, T-E-R-E-S-A-D-E-E. But, you know, really what it comes down to is if you've got an inner voice is saying that, oh, God, do I really need to work with this person again, or I really don't want to talk to this person, and your outer voice is saying, oh, it's so lovely to meet you, I love your work, there's a lack of alignment there.
Yes.
And it's the same kind of lack of alignment when we see when there's a pushy salesman in our door saying, this is the best vacuum cleaner on the planet, and you know their inner voice is just saying, oh, God, I need this sale.
Yeah.
You know? And whenever there's that kind of inner desperation or inner sucking something up or inner dialogue that's not the same as what's going on, of what's coming out of your mouth, I like to call that smarmy.
You know? Yeah.
It just doesn't land right. And I know you listening all know this, that you can recognize it in someone else. Well, guess what? They can recognize it in you.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to pick people that you play with that you authentically adore. You know, Sam Leibowitz, I would come on your show any day of the week because the work you do for the world is so powerful and so in line with what I believe in and what I'm about causing in this world. I would be thrilled to. I turn down 15 interviews a month.
Really?
You know, because they're with people that I can't authentically come on their show and say, I love what you're doing.
Right, right.
You know? So you, the first and foremost fundamental habit of influential people is that they're really clear on who they are in the world, what they're about, and they pick who they get in relationship with based on making sure it's with other people that they deeply admire.
Right, right. And you know, I mean, on a gut level, we all really know when somebody is being authentic or not. And you know, and also being authentic in terms of how we come to a relationship has a lot to do with the affinity we feel with somebody. And it doesn't necessarily reflect anything about the other person per se. You know, there are a lot of people I know who are authentic in their message and in what they do, but they just don't resonate with me. So I might not, you know, form a relationship with them. But then I meet someone like you who, like, heart, mind, body, and soul, I know we're in alignment, and I just feel the resonance. So I'm going to you know, bend over backwards to work with you because I feel that affinity. And it doesn't mean that the other person that I'm not creating the relationship with, it that anything's wrong with them. It's just they're not, you know, they're not where I'm at, or they're just that connection isn't being made, and that's okay.
Yeah. Exactly. They're just not in alignment with you. It's not about judging people as good or bad.
Right, right, exactly.
It's about, you know, picking who do you deeply fall in love with.
Right.
You know, falling in love with your husband or wife didn't mean that you were dissing the rest of the planet.
Right.
You know? It just means that's who it's really authentic for you to be in a relationship with. So follow your heart and follow your gut, because this is one of the most foundational things. I loved the Esther Hicks quotes you gave at the beginning.
Yes.
Because when you're in alignment, you just know it.
Right.
So
right.
Trust what your heart is telling you about who are the people that you should be pursuing relationship with.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, that kind of brings up, and it's so funny how these quotes of the day, and believe me, this was not a pre-planned out quote. I literally grabbed it out of my inbox this morning, and they're always perfect for whoever the guest happens to be.
The universe planned it, but you didn't.
Absolutely. I gave up control to the universe many, many years ago. But, you know, it's kind of what you said before about, you know, listening to your heart. And in this Western culture, you know, we've so aggrandized our mind, and like everything is about intellect and our mind and being as smart as you can. And sometimes, you know, you think to yourself, oh, I should really work with this person because they're so influential, even though your heart is telling you, you know what, this person really doesn't resonate with you. And I think it's a bit of a challenge for us in the Western world to kind of take that step back and say, intellectually, I know this would be a good relationship, but it doesn't. I don't feel it in my heart. And learning to listen to our heart more, because our heart has an intelligence that goes beyond what the mind can think about. Right?
True power comes from when your mind is in service of your heart.
Mind
is the most powerful tool we've been given.
Yes.
By the universe.
Yes.
We got to remember it's a tool.
Yes.
It's not who we are in the world.
Right.
So when you put your mind in service of your heart, then you truly get in alignment with who you're meant to be on this planet, and everything will flow downstream from there.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's and it, like even Malcolm Gladwell in his book Blink said that, like, you know, if you that you can come up with the right answer in the blink of an eye, whereas you could take like hours and hours analyzing the whole situation, and you know, you won't make as good a decision, because in the blink of an eye, that's how quick the heart works. Mm-hmm. And when Absolutely. That thing bubbles up and boom, it's like that instant aha moment. You know, it rationally, it doesn't necessarily make sense, but your heart knows.
Yeah, and Esther Hicks teaches that so powerfully when she talks yeah. about just keep asking, what's next?
Yeah.
Okay, what's next?
Right.
Okay, what's next? Right. You know, and your heart will order your mind in those cases if you just really surrender to the right. what's next question.
Right, right, absolutely.
I'm not
right.
suggesting that you don't do good business practices, that you don't have a business plan, that you don't... you know, follow, you know, good practices in terms of scheduling and planning your week.
Right.
This
right.
is not about that.
Right.
It's about in any given moment really following your intuition around what's next and
right.
what needs to get on that calendar, what needs to be placed in that annual plan, etc. You can overthink anything.
Right, right. And what you said is so true. It's, you know, just because you're making your decisions from your heart does not mean that you're not being a good business person, does not mean that you're not, you know, doing all the right things to create influence, to get the word out, to connect with people who, you know, are in alignment with you. And as you said before, the mind should be, you know, the servant of the heart. Or I heard somebody once put it as the mind should be the soldier of the heart.
I love that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not that I don't have my week scheduled up. I do. Mm-hmm. I have a business plan. I'm a smart businesswoman. Mm-hmm. You know, I
right.
run an organization with quite a few people working for me. I have to have a business right. plan and a right. staffing plan, etc. But the plans are not prison.
Right.
The plan is there to focus you. The plan is not there to, you know, force you into a contained space that doesn't align with right. your heart. And in any given moment when you look at your plan, you're still asking that question, what's next?
Right. Right, right. Beautiful, beautiful. Wonderful. Okay, time for us to take another quick break. When we come back, I'd like to talk about, you know, how do you, I mean, once you've authentically connected with these influencers, how do you get them to really be on your team? And how do you get them to really help you in your process of getting the word out, okay?
Beautiful.
And, of course, if anyone would like to call in and ask Teresa or myself your own questions, our lines are open. The call-in number is 877-480-4120. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you on a path of consciousness or spirit? Is personal or spiritual empowerment important to you? I'm Sam Leibowitz, your conscious consultant, and I am here to answer your questions and bring you experts in all areas of life to raise your awareness and support you in your evolution. Tune in at my new time, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern on www.talkradio.nyc. That's Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at TalkingAlternative.com.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at monty@montytaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at montytaylor.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. That was La Sara, a wonderful up-and-coming pop singer who is in Italy at the moment, a dear friend of ours. So, Teresa, I wanted to talk about, you know, what are the habits to really cultivate these relationships with influential people who are in alignment with us? Because so often I see people, you know, going into these relationships with their hand out right away, and it always leads to disappointment or disaster. How, when you're approaching these relationships, how do you recommend that people show up in a way that really helps to solidify that relationship?
Well, I love it that you just highlighted that mistake, because that's the number one mistake I see people make when they're trying to solidify relationships with the influential and become influential themselves.
Yeah.
And that's what I would affectionately call the premature ask. People always say the premature what? But, you know, really, to get influence, just like if you want to get respect, you got to give respect. If you want to get influence, you've got to give influence.
Mm-hmm.
And so really, the path, the habits of the highly influential is that they work on building relationship with other influential people.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it by gifting out influence on a routine basis. And so, like, what does that look like, right?
Right.
And let me highlight the mistake you just talked about, because I think that bears, and I know a lot of people will recognize themselves in this when I talk about it, right?
Yeah.
And it's the equivalent of you've just moved into the new place, and the first thing the neighbor does is they rush over and they say, oh my God, is that your Porsche in the parking lot? Can I borrow the keys to that? And you're probably standing there rolling your eyes back in your head going, oh, shoot me now, who moved in as my next door neighbor? Right?
Right.
And people do that to influencers all the time. It's because we've all had these, you know, we've been to the networking training or the sales training that's you know, get out there and ask. If you don't ask, you don't get. Always be closing. There's all this stuff drilled into our head, right?
Right, right.
And you get to the networking event, and maybe there's this really great speaker on stage, and you just got to really get up there, and you think, wow, if they would endorse my work or endorse my book or endorse my business, that would be so awesome. And people mob the speaker, or they mob the radio host or whoever it is, right? And they immediately start asking, and it's like the equivalent of asking to borrow the keys to the Porsche,
right?
And so it's really important, and you know, I love that you started with an Esther Hicks quote, because this is so Abraham. Relax. There's nothing to hurry up and do.
Right.
All you got to do is walk up there and build a relationship the way you would with anyone else.
Right. Right, yeah.
That begs the, pardon me, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I just wanted to highlight, like, I remember seeing a speaker at a workshop one weekend, and he talked about how he was able to build a very strong relationship with, I believe it was Les Brown, who's a very popular speaker and such. And the way he did it is he had contacted his office and said, and I think this guy was based out of Chicago area, and he said, you know, will Les Brown be coming to the area anytime soon? Does he have any events coming up that I can help promote? And they were like, oh, interesting, you should say that. He has a book launch or some kind of charity event or something coming up. It would be great if you can help get the word out. And he was like, okay, how many people do you want me to get there? And they were like, well, you know, 20 to 30 would be nice. He put the word out to his network. He like worked his network like nobody's business. And I think he said he had gotten something like 200 people there. So nice. Think about the impression that he made on Les Brown by filling this room with people without asking anything of Les Brown. And so because he did that, he was able to really create such a tight relationship with him that now like he can invite Les Brown to any of his events and Les Brown will show up, and that helps him to bring more people to his events.
Beautiful. That's just a beautiful example.
Yeah.
Because the currency of building a relationship with influencers is, in fact, influence. Influencers, you know, build these powerful relationships with each other by giving and receiving influence from each other.
Right.
Right? So when you say, hey, can I send people to your room? Can I shout you out on Facebook? Can I recommend you to this other person that hosts big events?
Right.
Can I interview you on my radio show? You know, all of those are means of gifting out influence. One of the most important principles, one of the most important takeaways I'd love for your listeners to have is your social media is not to sell you.
Right.
Your social media is the equivalent of the apple pie or the lasagna. If it's my family, it's apple pie.
Because
we're pie lovers.
I love pie.
But it's like the thing that you bring to the new neighbor when you want to meet the new neighbor. It's just a fabulous example you just used, because that individual likely used their social media, used their newsletter, used all their other channels to promote Les Brown. Now they're in deep relationship with Les Brown, who's just one of the most beautiful and brilliant speakers in the industry. Right. How cool is that?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Okay, great. So habit number one, you know, use your influence to help the person you want to make that connection with. What's another important habit for people?
Well, another really important habit is solve a big problem. Influential people do something that's of deep service to the world.
Right.
You know, and like really think about what does it take for a 28-year-old fresh out of Bible college to become globally iconic? Of course, I'm talking about Martin Luther King Jr.
Right.
Right? He was 28 when he became globally iconic. He stood in the biggest problem going on the planet at that time, and he stood in it so passionately and so courageously that the world just came at him in droves, wanting to report on what he was doing, wanted to look at what he was doing, and therefore the world moved.
Yeah,
the bigger the problem you solve, and this is a common cliche in business, the bigger the problem you solve, the bigger the profit. I would also say the greater the influence you will have.
Right, right. And that problem, you know, I've heard so many business people talk about, well, you know, the problem is an opportunity to make money, and the problem you're solving is like, you know, what's a customer need? And it doesn't have to be that. The problem you're solving can be a thing like getting fresh water to people in the underdeveloped countries. You know, the problem can be feeding hungry people in this country. You know, the problem doesn't have to necessarily be focused on something that's selling something to somebody.
Absolutely. Big problems inspire people.
Right.
So the bigger the problem and the more courageously you stand in it, the more people that will come at you to help you.
Right, right.
So it's far easier to generate big big energy, big influence around a big problem. A lot of people see, the number one mistake I see around this particular habit is people do what I would affectionately call practicing at business.
Mm.
You know, they say, oh, let me just, I'll sign up and I'll run this little multi-level marketing business, or I'll do this little hobby business on the side. Mm-hmm. It's not something people really care about, but I'll do it so I can learn business. And then I'll do my really big dream. Then I'll do that other thing, because that the bigger is obviously going to be harder. Let me dabble at this little one first.
Right.
And see, the mistake in that thinking is that they're thinking bigger is harder, and bigger is not harder. Bigger just takes more courage.
Yes. Yes. And it may take a little bit more patience. But that doesn't mean that it's, and as you said, any harder. You know, harder is that perception that, you know, it's there are going to be more trials and tribulations. There's going to be more difficult decisions to make. But yeah, you're absolutely right. Whether you're working on a small project or a large project, they both take equal amounts of energy. You're dealing with the same amount of decision making, the same amount of sort of tough choices. It's just one, the result is going to be much greater than the other.
Yeah, absolutely. And I talk about this one a lot in my new book that I have coming out in the fall.
Oh.
Because it's really important to pay attention. Like, I've got an exercise your listeners can do. You want me to give it?
Yeah, please do.
Okay, fabulous. Here it is. Pay attention to every time you say, why doesn't somebody just?
Ah.
Because a lot of you, and I know you, I've met you all out there.
And she really has.
A lot of you are sitting around waiting for someone else to do the dream that the universe has put in your heart.
That's right.
And you're vocally complaining that nobody else is doing your dream. Why doesn't somebody just do this? Why doesn't somebody just do that? Well, I officially dub you somebody.
Yes, remember that we are all somebody as well.
Yeah. And a very close relative to that one is, someday, when I've done this, I will.
Right.
Someday when I have enough money, someday when I'm retired, well, I officially dub this someday.
Someday, yeah.
Because whatever you're saying in that languaging, you're putting your dreams out into the future. And I really invite you to make your dream now, because the bigger the problem you stand in, the easier it is to have influence. And you've just got mind frick, I like to call it, like mind garbage coming up, getting in the way to convince you that you're not ready, you're too small, you're not influential enough, you need more money, you need to retire first. You've got a long list of things that are in the way of you being out there and living your dream. And I really want to encourage you to look at that, because your dream was put there. It was given to you in your heart by the universe. It's what you're meant to do on this planet. And when you step into it, your whole life is going to get easy and downstream, and everything will flow from there.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Oh, man, that's such gold. This is. I really hope everyone's like tuning into this, because this is real, real gold that she's giving you. Okay, believe it or not, the hour goes by so fast. It's time for us to take our last commercial break before our final segment. Teresa, if it's okay with you, I definitely, next segment, we'll let people know how to get a hold of you and what events are coming up. But I'm wondering if we can also maybe just talk briefly about kind of being a spiritual person in the business world, because sometimes I feel people, think that that's a conflict, and you and I both know that's not, right?
Oh, absolutely. I would love to do
that. Okay, great. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Again, if anyone has a question, our call-in number is 877-480-4120. We'll be back with our final segment in just a moment.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Have you ever decided to reinvent yourself? Are you navigating a new life's journey? Are you an aspiring artist that's looking for direction? This is Kevin Barbaro, and my new show, Coffee Talk 3.0, is your new best friend. Tune in live to hear successful professional artists and their inspiring real-life adventures Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, right here at TalkingAlternative.com.
What are the latest travel trends? How can travel be a part of your overall health and wellness plan? This is William Paris, lifestyle travel consultant and your host on Travel and Wellness Today. Join me on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time for travel chat, travel tips, and travel news updates. That's on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Hey, all you crazy listeners.
Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates?
Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
She would want the sky. Give her eternity and she would want to die. And if you give her your soul, well, she will want your heart. Don't even go there, no. Don't even start.
And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. My guest this hour has been Teresa de Grobois. So, Teresa, you are like one of the most well-connected people. You have influences literally around the globe. You're a very successful businesswoman. But you also have a spiritual side to you, don't you?
Oh, of course. You know, you really, you want to have influence in the world, you really need to be connected with your spiritual side.
Right. And that's not a conflict, is it?
No, in fact, I would say the two go hand in hand.
Mm.
You know, because really, in my world, like, spirituality is very distinct from religion in my world. Religion, yes, is like, what set of rules do you follow to attain spirituality?
Mm.
And many people find spirituality without following religion, and
right,
vice versa, you know?
Uh-huh.
And what I would say is, for me, spirituality is, are you in alignment with who you were put here to be?
Mm.
Are you in alignment with,
yeah,
who you were put here to be? And the more you work in alignment with who you were put here to be, the more you're successful at business.
Yeah.
Spirituality is about deep authenticity. Are you being true to your heart?
Yeah.
And true to what the universe, you know, is choosing to breathe into life through you. And when you surrender to that and have that become why you're here, I know I was put here to help grow thought leaders. I'm so clear that that's the universe's plan for me.
You
know? And my personal goal is that transformation will hit 1 billion people on this planet by the year 2020, because,
ooh,
I will have personally helped 1,000 thought leaders each reach more than 1 million people.
Ooh, I like
that's
that.
That's my personal goal, right?
I like that. That's
and
great.
For me, that's all about spirituality.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what you do in life. If you're really clear on why you do it and what problem it solves for the world, and it's in alignment with who you are in your heart, I don't care whether you're building vacuum cleaners or finding a better solution to the common cold,
mm-hmm,
or whether you're someone who does stock investments so that people can live powerful, tuned in, secure lives.
Mm-hmm.
If what you're doing is in alignment with who you were put here to be and why you're on this planet, you will be powerful and influence will be easy for you to attain.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, you know what? I love your goal because it's clear, concise, measurable, you know, attainable. It's not like you're saying, I'm personally going to, you know, work with 1 billion people. No, you're personally going to work with 1,000 people and help those 1,000 people grow their influence. So this way it's that power of non-linear thinking. It's that power of, you know what, I'm going to create a reasonable ripple in my pond. It might be a bit of a stretch, but I'm going to create a reasonable ripple in my pond, but that ripple is going to ripple out, you know, across the globe. And especially with today's connection economy and how we are so much more connected. I mean, you know, this radio station is a perfect example of it. When I took this over, I never imagined that I'd have over 110 countries listening to us every month.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And, you know, the interesting thing about this, Sam, mm-hmm, is it's as easy as riding a bike. You know, becoming influential, like, once you get it,
yeah,
it's so freaking easy. Like, you know, there's a time where you probably thought your parents were crazy for thinking you could balance on that little two-wheeled thing, right? And then once you got riding a bike, it was so simple and easy, you couldn't ever remember there was a time you didn't know how to do it.
Mm.
Influence is like that. Mm. Once you learn the habits and the rules, it's like riding a bike. It just becomes who you are. You start doing all the habits and the principles everywhere, and influence just starts flowing to you.
Mm. Yeah. Beautiful. So we don't have a lot of time, but I do want to touch upon a couple of things. I'm wondering if you can just give people a little bit of an idea of the Evolutionary Business Council, because that's how we met, and I think it's just an amazing organization.
Oh, I would love to, Sam. The EBC is the community of thought leaders and emerging thought leaders from all over the world. And essentially what they do is they help and support each other. They work on a giver's gain mentality. Mm-hmm. And so they help each other generate energy and influence around each other's projects. And it's just the funnest, most interesting, most downstream thing you'd ever want to do. So if you want to check that out, come see our website. It's ebcouncil.com. That stands for Evolutionary Business Council. .com, and we'd love to hear from you. We actually have an incubator arm of it as well for people who aren't quite ready to come into the EBC, and they their activities are mentored by the more senior members of the EBC.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah, so please check out their website, ebcouncil.com. And Teresa, you're going to be coming to the local New York City area, aren't you?
York. I'm Yay. So excited about that.
Me too.
I will be speaking at an event called Speaker Training Bootcamp. So if you want to check that out, it's speakertrainingbootcamp.com. Mm-hmm. And that event runs the weekend of March 20th. It starts on the Friday evening, March 20th, and it runs through to dinner time on Sunday. So if you're in the New York area, I'd love to see you at that. Please come and tell me you heard me on Sam's show, because I would love to meet you.
Yes, definitely. Please come out. Just if you could give the website one more time.
It's speakertrainingbootcamp.com.
Speakertrainingbootcamp.com. Wonderful. And just before we close out, if people want to get in touch with you personally, what's the best way for them to find out more about you and what you do, Teresa?
Well, I have a 30-day challenge that I want your listeners to do, and they can find that on my website. Actually, there's a 4-week program on my website that supports the 30-day challenge.
Okay.
So the website would be wildfireacademy.com. That's just the usual spelling of the word wildfire, and then the usual spelling of the word academy.com. Mm-hmm. And here's the 30-day challenge. For the next 30 days, gift influence out 30 times. And see where your influence level is at the end of 30 days. The little exercises on my website will support you with ideas on how to do that.
Wonderful. And that's wildfireacademy.com.
That's correct, yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being on the show today, Teresa. It's been a pleasure having you. I really appreciate you taking the time out and sharing your wisdom and your joy. It's really been an honor.
Oh, it's just been my thrill, Sam. I would come on your show any day of the week. Thank you for the work you do in the world.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I look forward to seeing you when you're in town.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Thank you. And everybody, I also just want to let you know about another event coming up a little bit sooner for those who missed our last spoon bending workshop. Yes, we have another one coming up this weekend, March 14th at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can find out all about that at our meetup group, which is just meetup.com/New Earth Society. And this is a workshop where you can learn all about how powerful your energy is and your intention, and how you can mold reality to your thoughts and your desires, and really embodying all the things that we've been talking about this past hour. Again, that's meetup.com/New Earth Society. And next week, we have another great, what I would call spiritual business person coming on. So I hope you'll stay tuned for that. And everybody, coming up next, of course, Kevin Barbaro with his show Coffee Talk 3.0. And always with a wonderful discussion and engaging work all about his life as an actor. Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you next week.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Have you ever decided to reinvent yourself? Are you navigating a new life's journey? Are you an aspiring artist that's looking for direction? This is Kevin Barbaro, and my new show, Coffee Talk 3.0, is your new best friend. Tune in live to hear successful professional artists and their inspiring real-life adventures Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, right here at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.